Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a test.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God, or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young boy. Out to make dough, make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you call up with your calico, I'm Alamo.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 20th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahweh and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, want to jump right in. We're going to do the introduction. Actually, another introduction. We've already done a few. But, it takes two or three shows just to introduce a show. So today we're going to do an introduction to the new seven-hour series entitled The True Esoteric History of Mankind and Planet Earth. So we want to break down the true esoteric or the true hidden meaning or overstanding of this dimension or this world or this plan that is the result of this extraterrestrials. So these extraterrestrials have a plan. It's called an ET plan or the planet. So the planet, this planet is a plane, It's a flat plain that is developed by an additional piece of dirt. So there are some beings from an additional piece of dirt from where we're from. So based upon this additional piece of dirt, they got a plan. And so we want to talk about this plan that these extraterrestrials have for you and I, because we're on their dirt. So now that we are on their dirt and they have a plan, so we have to override their plan with our plan. So if you do not have your own plan, then you're subject to their plan. So again, if you don't have your own plan for your life, then you by default, you are subject to their plan. So we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify their plan. So most people are not aware that there is a plan. And so my job is to assist you with understanding their plan. That's the purpose. That's the reason that I do everything that I do. Every day that I wake up, I have one agenda. And that agenda is for you to understand what is their plan and what is the planet. What do they have planned for this planet? Now, each and every one of us are subject to this plan. It's a vibrational plan by vibrational beings that want to have a vibrational effect on your life. And so we want to talk about these vibrational plan. We want to talk about this big lie. We want to talk about what they have established, what they have expressed, exposed, and expanded, and how they're going to use what they've established to prevent you from establishing what the Father has designed for you. So we want to talk about this in the next 7 hours or during the next 7 hours. And again, that new series starts tomorrow night or tomorrow evening where we start the new series. The cost for Kingdom Millionaire Training Center members and Life Management members is $25. The cost for non-members just for the series is $50. Again, $25 for members, $50 for non-members. So simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link in the middle of the page that says donation and make the $25 or the $50 donation. Now, we are doing 7 series. We've already done 1. This is the 2nd. So we'll have 5 additional series after this series, and it's coming from my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, which is a book that's not available to the public. The only way to get this book is if you pay the $250 or the $50 or the $500, I'm sorry. So $250 for members, $500 for non-members for the book, The Ontological History of Mankind, that goes with this series and the rest of everything that I'm talking about in 2019. So this is only made available during this series. So after this series, the book will not be made available because, again, the book is extremely dangerous for your current disposition. So I will be making the book available during this series only. Again, I will be making the book available during this series only. Now, inside of this book, which we are going to be discussing for the rest of 2019, the book starts off with chapter 1, which is based upon, which is what we're starting off with. And we're breaking down in this series the true esoteric history of mankind and planet Earth. And that esoteric history is based upon the truth about humanity. Chapter 2 breaks down what is called the monad, M-O-N-A-D. Chapter 3 breaks down what I call the big three. That's cosmology, that's kingdomology, and that's biology, the big three. Then number 4 breaks down the big lie. Number 5 breaks down the Atlanteans. Number 6 breaks down Ettenberg. Number 7 breaks down the Nagash, the Bene Hanakash. Number 7 breaks down the Hamuvas, which is a Latin term or a Latin word, Hamuvas. Again, these are all things that you've probably never heard before because it's not available to the general public. Number 9, we're breaking down the shiny ones. The Bene Hanakash, number 10, we're breaking down the Nibiru and the Anu, and the Anu, and Nibiru, Anu, Inki, Inel, which is the true, again, extraterrestrials that established this plane. So this is a planet. But before you got here, something was already here. And then we're going to break down the elementals. We're going to break down what is called the Luciferian Trust. Again, this is a trust. So most people don't understand what a trust is. We're going to break down the 7 root races. We're going to break down homunculus. We're going to break down dragon, the Dracos. We're going to break down organic portals. We're going to break down the white brotherhood of the snake. We're going to break down turtle power, bird power, dog power, bull power, serpentine power. We're going to break down the new glorious, glucreus, which is based upon, again, the new glorified mankind. And last but not least, we're going to break down what is called transhumanism. So those are all, those are the 24 chapters that make up the 600-page book that's not available to the public. The only way, again, to get this book is if you pay the $250 or the $500 that basically covers the cost of the next, for all of this year and the book. Let me say that again. So for $250, you get all the shows. If you're a member of the Kingdom Unites Training Center, for $250, you get all of the shows for the rest of 2019 and the book. If you're not a member of the Kingdom Unites Training Center, for $500, you get access to all of the shows, including this one, and every show that I do that's a pay-per-view show for the rest of 2019, and you get a copy of the book. So the only way to get a copy of the book is, again, paying the $25 and the $50 does not get you a copy of the book. It just gives you access to this series, not the next series. So you just pay the regular cost for each series like I've been doing for the last 5 years. But again, to get a copy of the book, which goes through the 24 chapters, that you can't find this information nowhere online, at least I can't find it. It may be there. But this information was extrapolated from what the Father has downloaded and where he told me to look. And a lot of the stuff came from books that I picked up at different fake sales that were printed just for family trust. And so I went to some, this was way back in the day, and one particular, there's a lot of different sources, but particularly sources come from different estate sales, different books that I've been able to pick up over the years that I want to make available to the general public, that breaks down a lot of the, again, ancient history that's not available to the to us. And so you have to ask yourself, why have, over the globe, why have melanated people always been second-class citizens? Now, if you can't answer that question, that has nothing to do with race, that has nothing to do with blood, and nothing to do with religion. If you cannot answer the question as to why melanated people, dark-skinned people, have been regulated to second-class citizens, then you want to be a part of this series and you want to get a part of the book so you can understand the true esoteric history of mankind and planet Earth. Now, I'm also going to be establishing the DDA in Dallas, which is my daughter's Dynasty Dance Academy, and I'll be partnering with her and doing some life management classes there at that location as well, live. So that way I can do live seminars, you know, once a month, once every other month or so, you know, however the spirit leads, to basically do and record some live shows that breaks down this information. Because right now there's a lot of, I'm going to use the word astro, which is another word for cosmological energy. There is a what they call the fifth ray science of the expression of the sun as it emits CMEs that is changing the mental disposition based upon two higher frequencies of principles. And those two frequencies are those two principles are love and will. So the what we're talking about is, in this series, we're going to talk about the waters that's carried in the, I'm going to use the word water pots or the cisterns or the body. So the body is made up of H2O, water. The water is not water. As we talked about in a previous series where I broke down the hidden metaphysics of H2O. So we're going to touch on that during this series. The hidden metaphysics of H2O, what it talks about in Ephesians 4:12 and a lot of other places throughout the Helios Biblios or the Bible. Now, without understanding the true, so we got to look at love and wisdom or love and will. Because the Father talks about we're here to do His will, and the Father is love. So the frequency, the wave or the vibration that's being released inside of the water that's establishing in a whole new disposition or a whole new emotion is the emotional sign of the astral energy that is called the Aquarius or the Aquarian. Now, this gets into a lot of deep shizness, for lack of a better term, but at the end of the day, it is talking about the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So the Bible tells us that we should be no more. The Bible says, be no more children. There's a lot of children, but the Bible says that we should be no more a child. We should be no more children tossed to and fro. So many of us are still children, still being tossed to and fro. Now, the Helios Biblios tells us that in Ephesians chapter 4, 12, 13, and 14, which we definitely want to read today. Now, the reason why this is so important is because this frequency that we're in, this show that we're doing, the new series is designed to assist you so that way you're not being tossed to and fro. So right now, there's things that I can say or that somebody else can say that makes you feel. And this, what you feel is not real. Let me say that again. What you feel, regardless of what it is, it's not real. But right now, there is something or there is someone that can make you feel. And we all know what I'm saying. So there are certain people in your life that can have a big effect on your life. So in the book of Ephesians, it's talking about this series we're going to be talking about, the true esoteric history of mankind. Turn it around, kind of man, and planet, turn it around, ET, extra, or ET means additional, terrestrial means dirt, an additional dirt plane. And then earth, turn that around, it means heart. So look at the word earth, E-A-R-T-H. Turn it around, put the H in front, H-E, so it means a ear, E-A-R. Look at the word earth, it has the word ear in it. There, so your ear affects what you hear. Look at put the H in front. You got H-E-A-R. So earth is an ear that hear. What you hear affects your heart. So it's hear, it's heart, earth. All that's in one word. Look at that word. Just look at the word earth. All you got to do is look at the word earth. So the new series is about that what you're hearing with your ear is affecting your earth, which is your body and your heart. So you are stuck like Chuck because you're hearing the wrong shizness. So now what you're hearing is not good or bad. It's just different. It's a watered-down version of the original. So you're not being Ephesians 4:12. So the new series is going to assist you with being and with beaming so that way you are bonding, being, beaming, and bonding. To Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, let's start with verse 11. So Ephesians 4:11, this is the purpose of the new series that's designed to get you out of Groundhog's Day so you can return back to source. So you can be one with the Pleroma. You can be one with the Pleru. You can be one with the prime source or the prime creator. The big G that has no name. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. Revelation says his name is the entire word of God, not just one name or a couple of letters, the entire alphabet. Ephesians 4:11, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says, and it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers. So you fall in one of those areas. Either you're an apostle, either you're a prophet, either you're an evangelist, either you're a pastor, or either you're a teacher. One of those, somewhere in there, one of those, that's you. And the reason that the Father made you that way is so that way you can do number 12, Ephesians 4:12. That's the reason the Father designed and gifted you with the mental disposition that is you. So Ephesians 4:12 says, to equip the saints for works of ministry to build up the body of Christ. So the reason that you're one of those four, the reason that you have one or more of those four gifts is not for you. It's for me. You're supposed to be helping me, and I'm supposed to be helping you. It's we have these gifts so that way we can equip the saints for what? For works. Plural, more than one. For works of what? Ministry. So that's the reason that we have this frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. For works to do what? To build up the body of Christ. So there are many members, but there's just one body. So we're all members of the same body. So if you dislike me because of the color of my skin, you're disliking yourself because we're all members of one body. It's just one body, man. That's like if you really break this down and understand that this is mind-blowing. That's the purpose of the series, to understand that what we are doing, well, if you hate me, you hate yourself. Because there are many members in one body. So cancer cells are rogue cells. A cancer cell inside of the body is a cell that has turned off all communication and doing its own thing. And a cancer cell bumps into other cells and it causes cellular damage. And then a cancer cell doesn't use the normal fuel to fuel or empower itself. Cancer cell is empowered by glucose, is not empowered by none of the amino acids or none of the other energy that powers the body. That's the same thing outside the body, as above, so below. So we got this energy because we're supposed to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, which is to establish the kingdom of God on earth and to build up the body. Verse 13, Ephesians 4:13. Until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, as we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ. Now, Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We all are supposed to be working together so that way we can empower each other, because we're all part of one body. We all have one mission. We got individual purpose, and then we got group purpose, and then we got corporate purpose. We got individual purpose, then we got group purpose, then we got corporate purpose. We got individual purpose, then we got group purpose, then we got corporate kingdom purpose. So that way we can do number 14, Ephesians 4:14. Then we will no longer be infants tossed about by the waves, frequencies and the vibrations. Let me say that again. We will no longer be infants talked about or tossed about by the waves and carried about by every wind of teaching and by the clever cunning of men in their deceitful scheming. See, right now, somebody is influencing you that's outside of you. Right now, you are tossed to and fro. Because I can walk up to you, or somebody else can walk up to you, they can say something to you, and their outside demonstration will override your inside revelation. Let me say that again. Outside demonstration overrides inside revelation. Let me say it again. Outside demonstration is overriding inside revelations. So the EVOL, which is LOV, the inside love, is being replaced by the outside diss track. Diss means to take you off. Track means your plan. So outside distraction, the distractions that's taking place outside of you is to prevent you from operating in love. That's the whole purpose of the game. And he got a great plan. It's a great game. And everybody's off track. Everybody is being distracted by the three F's: fun, fighting, and effing. There's a lot of effing going around. There's a lot of fun going around. There's a lot of fighting going around. Very few people are oscillating and vibrating in faith. Almost nobody got no freaking fruit, and everybody's a slave. There's just maybe, you know, two or three people that's actually free. Because the system is designed to keep you a slave. The system is designed to make sure that you do not reach unity. Remember, the purpose of this series, the purpose of 2019, the purpose of the Life Management Center in Dallas, where I will be doing my classes and I will be doing Sunday morning messages. It's a for-profit church. You never heard of that before. This is going to be the first one. This is going to be the first for-profit church. We're not taking up tithes. We ain't taking up offering. We're providing a product, a service, or information that will transform your life. So what you're paying for is transformation. So the Life Management Center, notice the word life. It comes from the word life, comes from the word Zoe and Zoao. Z-O-A-Z-O-E, brother. Z-O-A-Z-O-E, sister. management. That's the shiznit that sustain, that oscillates, that vibrates, that when you wake up and you do this, when you do that, that's life. That's what the center is about. It's about oxygen, providing you with oxygen, providing you with oxygen, providing you with hydrogen. It's called H2O, boo-boo. Hydro, not hydra, hydro. You got hydra right now, but we're replacing hydra, snake, with hydro, prime source. Come on, preacher. Let me say that again. We're replacing hydra with the hydro. Oh, you still didn't get it? Oh, let me break it down for you, boo-boo. We're replacing hydra with hydro. One more time. We're replacing hydra, the multi-headed snake. You got a snake that got seven heads. We could have one head, two more grow back. So you don't fight demons with demons. So to stop something, my brother, start something, my sister. So we're going to start. We're not worrying about hydra. We're focusing on hydro, and we're focusing on oxy. We're going to increase your moxie, your oxy. We're going to give you some oxy, my brother. We're going to give you some oxy, my sister. That's the purpose of the Life Management Center. That's establishing, that's going to express, expose, and expand the Life Management System. So we're about to, I'm about to destroy some demons. What y'all doing? I'm just saying, if y'all ain't doing nothing, if you're not too busy, you might want to join me at the Life Management Center. Now, you don't have to live in Dallas. Everything that I'm doing in Dallas is going to be broadcast around the globe. I'm just establishing a physical location. Now, I'm also looking for people who want to partner with me in Dallas to establish that. So that way, as I talked about before, your product, your service, and your information, which I will develop, all you got to do is let me know, Doc, I'm interested in partnering with you and displaying my books, displaying, you know, my tapes, displaying my videos, displaying my art, displaying my music, displaying whatever creative expression that you have. Now, like everything, there's a cost involved. As I said before, if you want me to do everything, it's $1,000. All you got to do, again, this is product development. I'm going to develop the product for you, and then I'm going to, display it for you, and I'm going to sell it for you, and then I'm just going to put the money in your PayPal account. All you do is just check your PayPal account every day. And if you decide, hey, I'm coming to Dallas on vacation, and while I'm in Dallas, I want to do a book signing. Hey, no problem. We'll set it up. All you got to do is show up. I have the tables, have your books, everything set up. You just show up. We'll advertise it for you. Let the people know you're coming to town. And you just show up and promote you. It doesn't get no better than that. And it's just for, you know, a payment of $1,000, and that's it. You're done. I'll take care of everything from there. Now, if you don't have a product, service, information, that's better, because then we can brand you from the bottom up. If you already got a product, service, and information, it may actually be you, and it may not. So it may already have oxy. Now, what is OXY? Anybody ever look up the definition of OXY? Oh, you didn't? Oh, boo-boo. Let me break it down for you. So OXY is oxy genes. You got to have oxy in your genes. If you ain't got no oxy in your genes, your dog don't hunt. You got a dog, but he ain't hunting. You got a no-hunting dog. See, down here in Texas, these good old boys, they go out there and they go hunting, and they got their dog to go out there and they fetch them ducks. You know what I'm saying? At them good old boys. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all. But we go out at them good old boys down here in South Texas. You got to be careful if you're Afro-American, because you just might get, you know, accidentally. Well, yeah, I'm not going to go there. But anyway, O-X-Y, oxy, that well, if you look it up in the Greek, or if you look it up, now, I'm not talking about, there is this word called oxymoron. There's another word called oxygenes. That's the one we're looking for. Oxygen, oxygen. So the word oxy is a very powerful word because it really means acute. A-C-U-T-E. I like that word, acute. So oxy actually means something that is very sharp. It means something that is very pungent. I like that word. P-U-N-G-E-N-T. So you need to have a sharp genes. You need to have pungent genes. You need to have acute genes. Oxygenation. So you need to have oxy to produce a new generation. Oxygen Now, remember, hydrogen and oxygen. That's what this is all about. Hydro and oxy. So you must understand the definition as I'm going to be breaking down. Now, remember, we're going back to source. We're going all the way back to the prime creator. We're going to trace all the way back. So all the little G's in between. Now, there's a lot of little G's between you and the big G. Now, the Bible says that there is no more a mediator between God and man save the Son. That's what the Bible says. So my quest that I am embarking upon today, my question for you, boo-boo, my question for you is, what mediator do you have between you and the big G? The Bible says you don't need one anymore. Because the Bible says that there is no more a mediator. So you don't need one between God and man. So why you got the Reverend Dr. Bishop between you and God, boo-boo? I'm just asking the question. I'm just embarking upon a quest today. Because according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Let's break it down. Father, touch the minds of your people. Forefather, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of the forefather. So the forefather is dropping a nugget in your lap today. The forefather is asking you the question so that way you can embark upon a quest. You can embark upon a journey to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify why you in Groundhog's Day. Why you keep doing the same fun fighting and effing instead of producing freaking faith and fruit and freedom. So 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, 1 Timothy 2, 4 says, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth? So the big G, the forefather, desires for you to be saved. The word saved comes from the Greek sozo, S-O-Z-O. That means to protect one from being molested. Right now you're being molested. That means you've been bullied. That means you've been vibrationally punked. Now I know you probably don't understand. You think, well, what? Not me, brother. My life is good. So the best way to keep a slave is for him not to know that he's a slave. For to make slavery so comfortable and so good that you don't even know you're in a cage. The best way to keep a Negro a slave is to make him comfortable. Providing him, you know, is make sure you got him some video games, some Captain Crunch cereal, and some Kool-Aid, and he happy. That's pretty much all you got to do. And that's the problem. So most of us are happy being unhappy. So we don't know that we're unhappy because we're happy. So how do you know what you don't know? You don't, unless somebody comes along outside of you and shows you you. And you be like, what? Is that me? I mean, I'm supposed to be oscillating and vibrating on that level? And I'm like, yeah, boo-boo, you're supposed to be a king. You're supposed to be a queen. Yeah, but hey, being a peasant is good. We're in a cage. Master come out and he throws some chicken feed two or three times a day, put some water in a bowl. He lets us out, get a little sunshine every once in a while. So being a peasant is good. Now, I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. I understand. I was a peasant for 50 years. Peasantdom is good. However, priesthood is better than the peasanthood. I'm speaking from experience. I didn't read about it in a book. I'm just simply saying priesthood is better than peasanthood. Now, I know being a peasant is off the hizzle, full shizzle. I was a peasant for 50 years. Had a great time. Being a peasant pays good. But after a while, maybe not today, but one day, you're going to get tired of being a peasant, and then you're going to be resident to be a priest. That's when you're going to understand 1 Timothy 2, 4, which says, who desires that all men to be protected from being molested and to come to the knowledge of the truth? See, right now you got a truth, but you ain't got the. So this series is about the. There's only one. Well, Brother Will, there's many ways to skin a snake. Yes, there is, my brother. But there's only one way to get the prime source. It ain't what you've been taught, contrary to popular belief. There's only one way, my anointed brother. There's only one way, my beautiful educated sister, for you to understand 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. What is missing today on this planned net and this harmonious arrangement is the true esoteric. Now, you got exoteric, you got outside, but you ain't got eso, you ain't got the inside. I've never heard it taught. Now, I know it's out there, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody's breaking it down so that a third grader can understand it. So you got gnosis, but you don't got the gnosis. Let me make sure you over and understand. So it says, this is good and pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior. Verse 4, that was 1 Timothy 2:3. For it is good and pleasing. That's what everybody got. Everybody got good and pleasing. Now, I'm not mad at you, like I said before. I'm not talking down to you. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm not trying to belittle you. What I've been that way before you was there. I was there for 50 years. I was a peasant for 50 years. I didn't read about peasantdom. I was peasantdom. I had to get some water so I can cool down a little bit. Y'all know I get a little amped up when I do these shows. So, brothers and sisters, it is good and pleasing. Verse 4, who desires all men to be saved, that means to be removed or protected, to be poured under the umbrella, because right now you're being molested, but you don't know you're being molested. And to come into the knowledge of the truth. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you should be doing something. That's called epignosko. Let me say that again. Epignosko. Let me say that again. Epignosko in the Greek, for the English, knowledge. So the English word knowledge means epignosko. So epignosko means recognition. It means full discernment. It means full acknowledgement of what? We should have recognition and full acknowledgement of aletheos. Where we get the word aletheia. Where we get the word truth. Where we get the word objectivity. Where we get the word consideration. You should have full gnosis. You should have full knowledge. You should have full discernment of aletheia, consideration. That means that you don't believe shiznit. You listen. You'll consider it. Okay, that's good. Then you're ready for verse 5. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God. How many gods is there, brother? That's a plethora of gods, brother Will. Oh, yeah, I understand. How many gods did it say, brother? I mean, I'm not making this up. It's inside of your Bible. 1 Timothy 2:5. Somebody please write that down. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Christ Jesus. Ooh-wee. That makes a big difference. Let me break it down for you, boo-boo. Christ Jesus. It didn't say Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. Again, look it up for yourself. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one source. There is one prime creator. There is one all-knowing, all-present, all-power, all-simple, all-loving. One. How many brothers? How many sisters? One. There's, you know, Buddha, Muhammad, Hare Krishna, all these others. There's only one. So you gotta get past the little G's. Now take your time. There's no rush, you know. Just hang out with the little G's for a little while. Like I said, they pay good. I hung out for 50 years, so I over, under, and understand. But when you get finished, you got to contact source. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. One mediator. What is a mediator? Anybody? Anybody? What is a mediator? Now, a mediator, according to, you know, the Greek, comes from the Greek word M-E-S-I-T-T-E-S. M-E-S-I-T-E-S. It means M-E-S-O-S, miso, M-E-S-O-S. It means a go-between. It means a intermediary. It means a inter, and I love this word, intermucator. It's spelled I-N-T-E-R, enter, and then the word mucator, M-U-N-C-I-A-T-O-R. That means reconciler. There's only one. So there's only one way to connect you with the prime creator. There's only one way. And the way that you've been taught, well, my brothers and sisters, yeah, what had happened was the way your savings account is set up, you ain't got enough savings. Somebody, they gave you some erroneous doctrine. We'll put it that way. So there's only one go-between. The way that you go between. The goal, no, it's from where you are. How do you get from where you are to where you want to be? There's only one go-between. Now, everybody else saying that there's a plethora of go-betweens. Well, I'm here to break it down for you. There's only one. There's only one go-between between prime source and little g's or anthropos. That's you. So anthropos means one of the many types of mankind. The Greek word A-N-T-R-O-P-O-S, anthropos. Anthropos, that's you, boo-boo, anthropos. So we got to break down the true esoteric history of anthropos and the extra dirt that is a plane that separates you from hearing, E-A-R, I'm sorry, H, I mean, you're using your ear, E-A-R, to H-E-A-R, to affect your E-A-R-T-H, so it can reprogram your H-E-A-R-T-H, your heart. That's all in one word. Look at the letters of the word earth. There's like five words that's an anagram. That's mind-blowing. Just that one word will, mess up your whole theology. One word, earth. So this is a planet earth. What is the true esoteric history of planet earth? This is a place for anthropos to connect to prime source. And the way for anthropos, that's you and me, to connect back to Christus, which is the word Christ, comes from the Greek word, many Greek words, but the primary one is C-H-E-I-R and C-H. Cryo, how you spell cryo? C-H-R-I-O, yeah, cryo. And then cryo, my, we broke that down before. Those seven Greek words that make up the one English word, Christ. So we know this has to do with you receiving a loan that gives you power to operate. How? The word Christ, now remember, it didn't say Jesus Christ. It didn't say name and then title. This is title, then name. So the title, Christ. What's your title? Mine, Master Teacher 33. What's yours? That's your life path number. So title precedes name. That's how you get back to Christ. Or that's how you get back to the big G. Takes you back to source. Somebody should write that down. We're going to break it down during the series because a lot of people don't know their title. Therefore, they can't get back to Christ. They can't get back to source. Because there's only one mediator. There was only one way to communicate with God is for you to vibrate as God. Come on, preacher. Let me say that again. I don't know if y'all got it. There's only one way, my brother. There's only one way, my sister, for you to get back to God is for you to look like God. So when God looks down, he sees himself. So God looks down, he rejects anything that doesn't look like him. So you got to think like God. How does God think? God thinks love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. But see, you think in fear, doubt, unbelief, jealousy, licentiousness, envy, strife. So that's not the frequency and wave of source. Therefore, source don't connect with you. So the whole purpose of the series is for you to return back to source. For you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain toe-curling relationships. But the only way to do that is the only way to get back to one God is you got to connect through the one cistern or the one system between man and God. That system is there is a messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to connect back to the giver of the office. That's you. And that system, that cistern is what is called in English Christ. And the next word is Jesus. Now, the word Jesus, as I will be breaking down during this series, which is really entitled The Metaphysics of Jesus Christ as Lord. So we're going to break it down. Now, remember the word Jesus, as we've talked about on many, 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 many shows, this comes from the Greek word I-E-O-S. I-E-O-S spelled I-E-S-O-U-S. Somebody might want to write that down. It's a toe curling. This will put you on another dimension, another planet. So it comes from the Greek I-E-S-O-U-S. But the Hebrew, it comes from the word Yehoshua. That, my brother, that, my sister, it means sozo in the Greek. It means protector. It means the protector, the one that protects you from being molested, from being abused, from being confused, from being psychologically and raped, basically, because that's what Rely On does. And so it's that ability to understand the esoteric. Now, again, I'm going all the way back to the original. I'm not talking about, you know, King James definition. I'm not talking about Noah Webster. You know who Noah Webster's daddy is, was? You might want to research it. I'm just saying. You might want to check it out. So without over understanding, again, we have a watered-down version of the original. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but you got to get past it to get back to source. Because the father understands that the forefather, his father, is source. And the father is just seen if you really have a late day, or if you really want to get back to the forefather. So the forefather allows, again, the father to kind of stand between you to see if you want to return back to perfection. That it talks about in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Because remember what we started off reading in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Y'all remember Ephesians 4, 12? Let's go back to Ephesians 4, 12. Ephesians 4, 12 says, to equip the saints for works of ministry, to build up the body of Christ. Verse 13. Ephesians 4:13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, as we mature. Most people don't want to mature. That Greek word teleos, that means to completeness. That means to come to being complete. So as we come to be complete, not needing anything outside of us, that means we're a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that the Father has given us everything that we need. That means that we're not looking for the white man, the black man, the blue man. You're not looking for somebody to pull up on side of you, up on side of you to help you. You're not no poor creator. You're not no peasant. You're a priest. That's the goal. The goal is for you to stand on your own two feet and be a big boy or a big girl. That's the goal. The goal is for you to be a single standing column of waveform energy. As we mature where? To full measure of the statue of Christ. The word Jesus is nowhere in there. As we step up to our office, as we operate in our office, that's our purpose, that's our position, that's our destiny, that's our diakonia. So the whole goal is for you to find you and to maximize you. That's why I'm a chief maximum or peak. Peak, that means high level, boo-boo. Peak performance. Peak. That's the goal. The goal is for you to peak. That's the goal. Now, everybody's just happy with just being on the team. I understand. We all start there. We all were just, oh, what, me? I'm on the team? Oh, wow. You know how remember we used in elementary school and they used to pick people, you know, to be on their team to play tag or to play basketball or play dodgeball. And they would always pick the person that was, let's say, the least athletically inclined. They would always pick last. See, I was one of the kids that was always picked last. Was that you? That was me. See, I was always picked last. So I was never the peak performance, P-E-A-K, peak performance. That's the purpose, brothers and sisters. It's for you. Now, right now you're performing. You're off the hizzle, full shizzle. I understand. But you're not operating at your peak. See, the word O-X-Y and the word peak is almost the same. Again, you have to check it out for yourself. Dictionary.com or any great dictionary. The word origin of the word peak is like the word pike, P-I-K-E, peak. So the word peak means pointed, top. It means like pungent. It means the sharp point. So the word O-X-Y and the word peak is exactly the same. Sharp point. It means highest point. It means top. It means, again, the point formed by the head or the forehead. It means mountaintop. It means crown chakra. It means to rise to the highest. It means to reach the highest point. O-X-Y. Now, remember, usual candidates, you may have oxy. and you may have hydro, and you may have peak. That means that you may vibrate at your highest possible point. Somebody should write that down. That's the purpose. That's why I woke up this morning. That's why I'm doing this series. That's why I live and breathe. That's why I'm excited, because I'm here to help you vibrate at your highest possible possible point. Now, right now, you're vibrating. You're off the hizzle for shizzle. You're a bad mama jamma. I overstand. You're the baddest thing since sliced bread. However, there's room for improvement. And I'm here to help you and myself oscillate and vibrate at the highest possible point. To reach the highest possible point. To reach that's the true esoteric history of planet Earth and mankind. It's for you to oscillate. So you got the EAR something. You got let me rephrase that. You got to use your EAR. Now remember, let's take the word Earth. Let's break down the purpose of my existence and the purpose of this series and the purpose of the life management system and the purpose of my 50 books, the purpose of my 5,000 audio shows, the purpose of my 500 videos, the purpose of everything that I've done is so that you can use your ear. You can use your ear so that way you can hear. So that way it takes you near. So that way you're Earth can affect your heart to vibrate at the highest possible beat or point so that your heart rate, your heart can elevate instead of tolerate. Right now, the heart tolerates, but it's time for the heart to elevate. That is the purpose of the new 7-hour series that starts tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, we start the new series. Again, if you haven't made the payment, just simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com. The website, again, is masterteacher. Click on the link that says donation in the middle of the page. If you're interested in paying for the entire year, so that way you never have to make another payment when it comes to any of the pay-per-view shows that I do for the rest of this year. And I have another 6 shows planned, and we may do more, but we will at least do 6 as we go through my book, The Ontological History of Planet Earth and Mankind. This is the history of the Earth that has never been taught. At least I've never heard it broken down. And during the next series, we're going to do this next seven sevens. We've got 7 series. Each 7 series is 7 hours long. Also comes with my 600-page book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Again, that costs for Kingdom Millionaires Training Center members, Life Management Center members, is $250. For non-members, it's $500. So you make the $500 payment or the $250 payment to not only join this series, but every series for the rest of this year. Or for members, you make the $25 payment, and you will join me tomorrow evening at 7. For non-members, you make the $50 payment, and then you will join me tomorrow. After tomorrow, the cost for everybody goes to $100. So once the series start and once the series is concluded, then the cost goes back to regular price of $100. So $100 again after the series is over. So again, for all 7 series, if you pay for them separately later on, it would be a total, obviously, 7 times 100 is $700. Or you can get all 7 for $500 or $250 instead of paying full price by simply paying in advance. And what we're going to be sharing for the rest of this year is going to be things that's going to help you to establish or reestablish your connection with the prime creator, with the source code, with the big G, and bypass all of the little G's so that way you can reach the highest possible point. Because right now you at a certain point. But the purpose of the system and everything that I do is to assist you with reaching your highest possible point. So, brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name, he has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. May the sun, the Ruach, or may the sun and the Ruach, or the Numa, or the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I am currently in eternity. It is my prayer that you join me in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.